From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. A week from tomorrow, South Carolinians will head to polls for the Democratic primary. They'll be on the scene next week, broadcasting live from South Carolina on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But this is a split primary. Tomorrow, the Republican voters get their say. My colleague Michelle Norris hosts NPR's All Things Considered. She's been in South Carolina all this past week. How you doing?
Hello, Farai.
So you have been to rallies for the Republican frontrunners, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, John McCain. What's the mood?
Well, you know, the mood is always upbeat, and there's a lot of enthusiasm in that room. We should say that we've been attending the rallies of the Republican candidates because most of the Democrats are west of the Mississippi. They're focused on that primary on Saturday in Nevada right now. So we've been really have only had a chance to see the Republicans this week. And it's so interesting when you go to these rallies, you really get to compare the candidates and their supporters. Mitt Romney, for instance, came here on the heels of that big victory in Michigan, showed up here at a rally that was surprisingly small and surprisingly low-key, given that he came here with a bit more wind in his sails. John McCain at a rally, you really get to see that he is pretty much the establishment candidate. A lot of the people who supported George Bush last time around, the elected officials in the state, big money men and women, are now lined up in his camp and really stressing his experience, his ability to lead on day one. Mike Huckabee, very different scene. Much more of a populist candidate. And in that room, you see a lot more middle-income people, a lot of evangelicals, a lot of homeschoolers. You got a big boost from them, a lot of support in Iowa. You see that again here, a lot of kids in the room dragged there with their parents, or at least brought there by their parents, who identified themselves as homeschoolers. And he stresses more of his ability to lead based on his time as governor. And he's also much more of a charming speaker. People that we spoke to there said that they were inspired by him. They liked his personal story.
Now, what about Rudy Giuliani? He has been holding back, waiting until Florida, but this has been such a frantic race. What's going on for him?
That's an interesting question. You said, what about Rudy Giuliani? We heard that from people here. What's up with Rudy Giuliani? He has not spent a lot of time here. He came, he saw, he spoke at that debate in Myrtle Beach, and then he got on a plane and left and didn't come back. He has looked past South Carolina. His strategy is to focus on Florida, hoping that he can score a big win there and get back in the game. Folks down here don't like that so much. They take their place in this process very seriously. They expect the candidates to come here and court their vote. They, on the Republican side, no nominee has gone on to win the nomination, the GOP nomination, without first winning the Palmetto State, without first winning here since 1980. So it's really a risky strategy for him. And if he did show here up here at this point, I'm not sure he would get such a warm reception because people don't much like the fact that he basically dissed them.
So considering that this state has had a pivotal role in predicting who's going to go on to win the Republican nomination, who's being favored at this point by the pollsters?
Well, you know, woe to anybody who makes predictions, particularly after New Hampshire. So, you know, even the people who are paid to make predictions here, who usually are really good at that, are backing away from this and saying it's anyone's game at this point. It is really a tight race, both on the Republican and the Democratic side. John McCain and Mike Huckabee are running neck and neck here. It's very, very close. John McCain, as I said, really, you know, winning a lot of support from the establishment. Also, the large military presence in the state, people who have family members who have loved ones who are serving in the military, large number of veterans here.
Let me jump ahead a little bit. You were at a historically black college in Columbia. What'd you hear from the students?
I heard from students who said they were planning to vote. Benedict apparently has been making a push to make sure that students vote. Along the campus, you see these signs that show the school's mascot and a big word vote underneath it, so they're really pushing students to get out. We heard a lot of indecision. Students who were planning to vote, and if they had decided on a candidate, you sort of heard a bit of, they weren't quite sure that they had completely sealed the deal. We also talked to students who were undecided, had not yet decided, usually between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And that reflects what you're seeing in the broader electorate here. So close to the election, as you saw in Iowa and New Hampshire, so many people are still undecided. Polls show as many as 50% of the Democratic voters still have not made up their mind. And so the polls show that Barack Obama has pulled out slightly ahead of Hillary Clinton, but it still is a very tight race. You know, you've seen a lot of movement and a lot of discussion and a very heated debate in recent days over this war of words over the issue of race between the candidates and their surrogates. Some say that that has had an effect here on the race. We certainly have heard that from the voters that we've talked to here, who feel that the Clinton campaign was not playing fair, was speaking in code. On the other hand, some people say that the Obama campaign saw an opening there and used this as an opportunity to really sort of exploit that issue. Some of the analysts who look at this say that this issue, this war of words, this introduction or injection of the issue of race may have helped Barack Obama with black voters. It may have helped Hillary Clinton with white voters. And you see that when you look at the polls, which show this interesting that's happening with the coalition that Obama has put together. He doesn't seem to be putting together the multi-ethnic coalition that we saw in Iowa and New Hampshire. Among white voters in the early polls, he is number three in terms of support from white voters here in South Carolina, behind Hillary Clinton there in first place and John Edwards in second place. So you when you really get behind the sort of first blush of the polls and sort of look deep into them, into the demographics and the gender issues and even income issues, you see some really interesting things, but still a week to go.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for that update.
Thank you. And when you get down here, Farai, there's a big bowl of shrimp and grits waiting for you.
Oof. I'm all over that. That was NPR's Michelle Norris from the studios of Educational TV in Columbia, South Carolina.